I think we'll hold back on that because we still have got a follow-up meeting with Tshwane and Emfuleni as well as Johannesburg municipalities immediately upon our return. So we'll hold back on that one. And we'll only deal with 3 sets of minutes and 4 reports. And with regard to apologies, I've got 2 apologies. One from Honorable Bloom, who's attending another meeting of the Constitutional and Social Security and Constitutional Development meeting, which is underway now, as well as the one from Honorable Mashile, who is part of the COSATU National Congress. But looking at the attendance now, members will be from the quorum and will be able to conduct the business of today. I'll start first with the minutes of the 29th of August, which was a briefing by the Department of Corporate Governance and Transition Affairs on progress with the local government turnaround strategy. I'm on page 1. The first set of minutes on your package is there. The very first one. They are combined into 2 documents. The minutes is 1 document and 1 report. 29th of August, page 2. Page 3. Page 3. tell me if I'm moving too fast. Page 6. Page 7.
It's not a question of the report. I'm just wondering, from our point of view, who keeps track of that? In other words, 2 months from today, if no such report has been received, who would actually trigger us to write a letter or do something?
No, thank you, Honourable Liz, for that question. What we have done, if you have picked up, we now do it ourselves. Myself and the committee, the management team, that we follow up on our recommendations. And in fact, if you also remember this one, I'm sure it will be in part of our program when we come back, because in terms of the commitment made by the deputy minister, he wanted us to give them until the end of September, and then they will come back with the report. So we definitely, but we are doing our tracking ourselves in the absence of. Thank you. Any mover, honourable members? Moved by Honourable DPS, seconded by Honourable Becker. Thank you very much. Then the next set of minutes will be report is a. The first one on the second package now. Fourth quarter expenditure on the Community Library Services Grant. Page 1. Page 2. Page 3, page 4, and the last page. Page next set will be the report, the progress report on the 12 Eastern Cape municipalities visited by the committee on 27 July 2010. In terms of that heading, honourable members, as we could not pick up even the first set, that date there, because we could not deal with these things on the 11th of September, it will just change to 19th of September, not the 11th. That will be the same with regard to the first set of, the first report, I mean to say, sets, first two reports. Page 2. Honorable Makuela, seconded by Honorable Liz, thank you. And the last report would be the report on the Northern Cape Mental Health as well as Northwest Revive Grant Project. Up. Item one, like I said, honourable members will hold back on it until our next engagement is in the coming weeks. Honourable members, before we close the meeting, I will need your guidance. It is my view that either we choose or which of these reports we're going to debate, or we ask for debate on all of them, as opposed to every time just passing a statement on all this. Because I'm of the view that some of the things that we come across can also better be expressed by way of us debating them in the House before when we table these reports for adoption. So I just need us to come to an agreement so that once they are ATC'd, the day they come before the House, I should actually push for them to go. Because the chief would usually ask as to whether there will be statement or debate. So it's my view that because when you do a statement, it's like we are silently just passing them in the House. And they are now serious issues that we come across that I think they can better be expressed in details if we all debate in the House and invite those provinces and departments concerned. I don't know what your view are on this. Honorable Lees and Honorable Dibia. Honorable Dibia, come first because your hand was first.
Bashan, I support the idea of debating the reports, specifically referring to the municipalities. I missed that day at his comedy engaged with Gauteng, but also on the health issues. Health is a serious problem in my province, in Northern Cape. It's a problem, it's an ICU. So yes, I support the idea. In principle, it's about the principle of debating it, yes.
Now, Liz.
Mr. Chairman, yeah, there's complete agreement on that. You'll notice that from time to time, we've, as a party, have started where we can, or even as a province, starting to make statements as well as the, just to highlight the issue. So there's no problem. I think that really this committee works very well together, and we all recognize the problems. I don't think there's a great deal of conflict in this. It's all more about highlighting the issues so that action can be taken.
Thank you, Honourable Members. I think we are all in agreement with regard to that, and that's exactly what I would advocate for. So we'll be debating these reports when they are tabled in the House. And on that note, Honourable Members, then bring us to the end of our business today, and this meeting stays adjourned. I thank you.
I do so.